there is a tremendous conflict. There is a split of loyalties. That on the one hand, you know, people want to get on and want to be happy and want to get on with their neighbours and want their kids to play with each other. But on the other, they're being told things. They're being told things via the internet. But they're being told things in some of our mosques that directly conflict with the way that most normal people would want to live. And I have to say that in many ways, our perpetual neocon approach, where we go on trying to get rid of leaders of Arab and North African countries and think bombing is the answer to everything, in many ways we've made it easy for some of these people. But we have to attempt to stop this constant dripping of poison in the ears of young British Muslims. And we have every reason to believe that the main source of this problem is coming from money. Money that is pouring into our universities, money that is pouring into our mosques, and it's coming from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is funding this extreme ideology.